dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy. We are counting down to Dummy of the Year. By the way, Dan, last Saturday marked the date. It would be January. January 14th. That was last Saturday. That January 14th marked the 45th anniversary of the debut of Sanford and Son. And TV One, which is an African American themed cable channel, did a 48-hour marathon of Sanford and Son. So, needless to say, I had a lot of fun viewing that. So, all right, let's get down to it. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. This was sent to us by our listener, Sherry. Thank you, Sherry. A Racine man faces drug charges after officers allegedly found him trying to hide drugs in his rear end. To make the story even more bizarre, the man's last name is Cheeks. I totally remember this one. Racine police executed a search warrant for Waneel Cheeks, 33, of the 100 block of Grand Avenue. After entering the residence, police got Cheeks to the ground, handcuffed him, and began to search him. Cheeks told police he could not spread his legs because of a sprained ankle. This made officers suspicious. A search revealed Cheeks had a clear plastic bag filled with drugs wedged between his butt cheeks, according to the complaint. Cheeks was in the Racine County Jail as of Wednesday, jail records showed. Mr. Cheeks. All right.
Dummy! Dummy!
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A man's attempt to steal a boat was thwarted after he forgot to untie it from the dock. Jimmy Schumann, 42, allegedly tried to steal the boat outside of Sailor's Return, a waterfront restaurant in Stewart. The victim stated he saw the defendant on his boat trying to drive it away, but the boat was still tied to the dock. The boat's owner, who happened to be a retired law enforcement officer, detained Schumann until Stewart police arrived. Schumann was arrested on charges of including grand theft of a boat.
Get lost, dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A woman caused a fire while attempting to barbecue a brisket in her bathtub. Fire crews reported that the woman lit a wood-burning grill inside her bathtub and placed meat on a wire rack. The heat melted through the tub's fiberglass exterior and the flames caught items around the tub. Firefighters entered, turned on the shower head, and extinguished the flame. A spokesperson noted that it was one for the books, and the tub and the brisket were a total loss.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Before. This one was submitted by our good friend Wild Bill. A man playing Pokemon Go while driving was sighted after hitting a police car. The body camera video released by the Baltimore Police Department. Several officers are seen standing near a police car as a Toyota RAV4 slams into the cruiser and continues driving. In the video, an officer runs after the vehicle, which stops near the end of the block, and the driver gets out of his car. The officer asks if everyone is okay, and the driver, whose face is blurred in the clip, shows the police officer his cell phone. And the man says to the officers, "This is what I get for playing this dumbass game."
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Oh, man. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five dummies. Canadian police arrested a speeding driver who was seen wearing a headlamp in place of his car's broken headlights. A Gulf police officer first noticed what appeared to be a bicycle light approaching him while conducting speed enforcement. He then discovered that the light was coming from a car with no working exterior lights. The officer found the driver to be wearing an LED headlamp on his forehead. It was the single battery-operated headlamp shining through his front windshield. Police said the man was charged with speeding and operating an unsafe vehicle, and his car was towed, and it was deemed unsafe for travel.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number six. Dummy number six. Dummy number six. If you stop your pickup truck after running over a traffic sign, deputies may cut you some slack. But if you speed away and have a fully grown marijuana plant in your pickup truck's bed, not so much. According to police reports, a sheriff's deputy spotted a Toyota Tacoma clip a traffic sign. The deputy then stopped the truck. According to the deputy's affidavit, upon walking up to the vehicle on the driver's side, I observed a fully grown marijuana plant located in the bed of the truck in plain view. The driver, Joshua Jacobs, 30, was arrested on charges including possession of marijuana plant and leaving the scene of a crash with damage.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number seven, dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. A burglar has been caught because he was wearing the same clothes the day after the robbery. On Tuesday, the suspect walked into North Miami High School and stole a 2013 Volkswagen Passat. Security footage showed a man wearing a dark hoodie, a dress shirt, and a tie with the words "Role Models of Excellence" written on it. The next day, the cops found him sitting in the school bleachers wearing the same clothes as the day before. The keys to the stolen car were in his pocket. Man seems to be taking it all in stride as he was caught twerking at today's bond court hearing. In the video. In the video, the judge does not seem amused and gave him an $18,000 bond. I totally remember this one. Guy was twerking.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Okay. We got to take a break here. And then we'll come back and finish up our dummy finalists on our way to dummy of the year. And you're right, Dan. This is going to be tough. This is going to be tough. All right. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're back to You Big Dummy! Getting our finalists ready for Dummy of the Year. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. A Pittsburgh man's attempt to impress his date failed horribly as he found himself stuck between two buildings. According to police, a Pitt student became wedged in a 16-inch gap between two buildings when he tried to leap from one to the other. Initially, he attempted to go for the shorter building to the taller one, but he missed. After falling three stories, he became suspended about 5 feet off the ground. He later explained he tried to make the jump to impress the woman he was on a date with. The date eventually called 911. Fire crews broke through the walls to rescue him. The whole process took 4 hours. The man was eventually taken down and wheeled into an ambulance as he gave two thumbs up. There is no word whether he will ever have a second date.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number nine. Dummy number nine. Nine dummies. A 50-year-old man has been charged with shooting corn cobs at his neighbor's home. The Westerly Sun reports that Jeffrey Osella was arrested Tuesday night. Police say Osella used a potato gun to shoot corn cobs at his neighbor's house, which is up for sale. The gun is made of PVC pipe and uses a light accelerant such as hairspray that can be ignited. When police knocked on Osella's door, he said that he answered the door shirtless with corn kernels stuck all over his chest. Police say that Osella and his neighbor have had long-running disputes. Osella is charged with disorderly conduct and for firing in a compact area. He's out on bail to be arraigned on Friday.
There's something for you right here. Warning, dummy.
Dummy number 10, dummy number 10, dummy number 10. A man who was ordered to take a drug test allegedly tried to use Mountain Dew in place of his urine. The Panama City man was due in court for a variety of offenses, including possession of drug paraphernalia, operating a chop shop, towing vehicles with no identification on information, and grand theft auto. When he arrived in court, he was informed by a bailiff that he would have to provide a urine sample. The man went back to his car, got a bottle of Mountain Dew. When it was time for the sample to be taken, the bailiff noticed the man acting oddly and discovered what he was doing. The bailiff noted most of the drink ended up on the man's pants. The man's bond has been revoked. Dummy number 11, dummy number 11. A burglar was arrested after he left a shirt with his name on it at the crime scene. Racine police officers were dispatched on a report of a burglary. When police arrived, they observed two broken glass doors leading into the store, in addition to a gray T-shirt laying in the entranceway. The T-shirt featured the name Dustin Brannon ironed on it. Officers looked up the name in their database and found a picture of Brannon, which matched the figure in the security footage. Brannon, 35, of Truther, was being held in the Racine County Jail on a $2,500 bond. Dummy number 12, dummy number 12, number 12. This story was sent to us by Jeff, our listener, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Police are on the lookout for a brazen thief who broke into a YMCA to steal cash from a register. The problem, it was a kid's toy register and the money was fake. Security footage captured the man kicking through the ductwork in the ceiling of the YMCA Child Development Center in California. He then drops to the floor to break into the cash register, stealing all the money inside before exiting the room. However, the cash register in question is a child's toy, and it was filled with play money, which is worth next to nothing.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Okay. And Dan, you were correct. This is going to be hard. We have to vote. So I will remind you of the 12 dummies we heard leading up to our finalists. And here we go. We have the criminal whose last name was Cheeks, who was arrested for stuffing drugs up his butt. We have the Florida man who attempted to steal a boat that was still tied to a dock. We have the woman who started a fire in her bathtub after attempting to cook a brisket in the tub. We have the Pokemon Go player who hit a police car and then said, "That's what I get for playing this dumbass game." The driver arrested for using a headlamp in place of his headlights. The criminal with a full-grown marijuana plant in the bed of his truck. The burglar who was caught wearing the same clothes he was wearing at the time of the robbery, and then he twerked in court. The man who got stuck jumping between two buildings attempting to impress a woman. The shirtless man who fired corn cobs at his neighbors using a potato launcher. The man who tried to use Mountain Dew for a urine sample. The burglar who left a shirt with his name on it at the crime scene. And the man who broke into a YMCA and stole play money from a toy register. Okay. Dan, let's start with you. This is tough.
I know, right? All right, so I've got it narrowed down to three.
Okay.
The dummy. The great thing about the dummy who was caught wearing the same clothes and who was twerking in court, he had a tie that said "Role Model of Excellence."
I know, that's fantastic.
Oh, so normally that would push it over, but then I go to the lady who started the brisket in her bathtub.
Yeah.
And the best detail of that story was the firefighters just turned on the shower. So it's like, well, obviously the lady's a dummy.
Yeah.
Because she didn't turn on the shower. Yeah. And then I was thinking about it more. I'm like, but then she had to anticipate that there would be a fire. Why would you do it in your bathtub unless you anticipate you would need the shower? But then she still didn't use it. However, the one that made me laugh the most, and I think will continue to make me laugh the most when we revisit it, is the criminal named Cheeks, who had drugs stuffed up his butt. So I will vote for dummy number one.
You're going with Mr. Cheeks. Okay. Vic is busy in the newsroom. He won't be able to vote, so it's just going to be the three of us voting. Traffic in the hut. Esmeralda, what's your gut instinct here?
This is hard.
It is tough.
I do love number four.
Number four.
Solely on what he says, but... Yeah, there you go, Cheeks.
You're going to go with Cheeks?
Yeah.
Cheeks. Okay. Well, yeah. Cheeks is the winner. It doesn't matter what I vote. I'm voting for the Pokemon guy. Only because of that's what I get for playing this dumbass game.
Yeah. No, that was... I remember I voted for that one when it came up the last time, but
no,
Cheeks.
Cheeks, the guy's name is Cheeks, and he put drugs in his butt. So there you go.
I mean, where else are you going to put it?
Yeah, of course, especially if your name is Cheeks. That's inevitable that you're going to put drugs in your butt if your name is Cheeks.
Yeah, it was almost like he was like, well, you know where they are.
Yeah, my name is Cheeks. Guess where they are. All right, well, that's what I get for playing this dumbass game. On any other week, it would have won, but we're going with Mr. Cheeks. All right, so we have our three finalists. We have one more next week, and then those four finalists will go head-to-head in 2 weeks to crown the dummy of the year. So we've got the guy who said he could drink L.A., what's his name, Beast?
L.A. Beast,
yes. L.A. Beast, I'm going to drink a gallon of Tabasco sauce. And then we got the guy who stole from his own pet store, his wife's pet store, to go to a prostitute, and he tipped her with a monkey named Gooey. And then this week we have a guy who put drugs up his butt, and his last name is Cheeks.
All right. And a very quick aside, two of the three finalists have been submitted by listeners. So thank you very much, listeners. Those are this week's and last week's were both submitted by listeners.
Both submitted by listeners. That's good. Do we have time to start?
Yeah, let's squeeze a couple of
them. All right, we can squeeze a couple of these things in. And what I'm things by things, I mean this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Okay, we can squeeze a couple quick ones in here before we break for the news. Okay, straight out of context, let's do it.
Zach heard this one of Steve Cochran.
And if any of the Krusties fall in the cleavage, they're easy to find.
All right.
Peter and Paul submitted this one of you and Esmeralda.
It's going to fall out all over your pants. I hope you're happy about that.
Well, I don't wear pants.
Okay.
And then one more. Ked in Milwaukee emailed this of Elise Glink.
Yeah. One of these days, we're going to get off the air and you and I are just going to do it together.
Know. Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. More straight out of context coming up after the news, which is coming up in 6 seconds. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Out of context. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday. And we are here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6 a.m. All right. We got to get back to our regular features here on Friday. We've got no spies for this week. Evidently, nobody was talking about me on the radio. All right. But a lot of people are filthy. This is why we have Straight Out of Context. And Dan, shall we continue?
We shall return. Jesse sent in this one of Esmeralda.
Hey, touch this.
Where did that come from?
We were talking about phobias, and you had an ex who would not touch frosted glass.
Right. And you were taunting him by making him touch.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. All right. That's an evil, evil laugh. That was an evil laugh, Esmeralda. Wow.
It's funny, what? All right.
Laura and John. Laura and John's Burg AJ heard this exchange between Dean Richards and Andrea Darlis.
I don't know if I should share such a personal thing with all of you right now, but if you were to feel me right now.
Here, I'll take one for the team, you guys. Let me reach over.
What the hell is going on there? What? All right.
Tony brings us this one of Bill Leff.
He's got a little bit of Daryl in him.
Okay.
He was on vacation last week, but Lou Manfredini is back with a vengeance.
Oh, here we go, Esmeralda.
Here's one from Brian.
I'm trying to think if the tip is going to be long enough.
Okay.
And then this one from Joyce in Johnsburg, AJ.
Are you down on your hands and knees?
Wow. Okay.
Mark in Lockport, Kathy, and a texter submitted this cross duck between Lou and Kathy and Judy.
I like a handheld.
Like handheld.
Handheld takes care of everything. You know, otherwise you got to be bending over.
Right.
It's like, give me a handheld. I'll take care of that.
What's going on there, Kathy? What? What's going on? Okay.
Back to Lou from Johnsburg, AJ.
And that nut, I want you to grab it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Esmeralda, you must be pleased this morning. So much Lou.
These are very good Lou clips.
Yeah. All right.
Matthew heard this one of Eric Childress.
You guys are going to be watching Triple X movie.
Oh. Ooh. We're going to review some porn this week? All right.
Jesse, Peter, and Neil submitted this one of Esmeralda.
That thing's real long.
All right.
And another one of Esmeralda from Neil.
That I can get down with.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tanker Bob emailed this one of Bill Leff.
Pulling it out in the last second.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right.
Our own Mike Jacobson sent in this one of Dean Richards.
And they bone him.
Mike. All right.
Tom and Kathy in Antioch heard this one of you.
All right, I'm not doing Steve today, but I will be in on Thursday. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right.
Jesse submitted this one of Mary Vandeveld.
That How moment. Can you guys see down there?
I don't know why that one struck me. It struck me as so funny. Okay.
Jesse emailed this one of Mark Carmen.
I love Hooters.
Mm. Yes. Okay.
Sean sent in this one of Wendy Snyder.
You have figured out a way to please three lucky listeners.
Oh. Oh. All right.
Another one of Wendy from Minimum J.
I was so busy trying to keep my legs together.
Nice ears, Minimum J.
Ted heard this one of you.
Which is not hard for me. Hmm. That's fantastic. Can't believe I revealed that on the air.
Ted and Brian J. submitted another one of you.
That's the best way to do it is by yourself. That's been my philosophy for a few years now. All right.
Harold texted this one of Bill Leff.
That's the nuts.
All right. Steven Galesburg called in this one of you.
Leaky meat packages. He called in when I said that?
Yeah.
He
was in the basement.
He was in the basement.
Got out of the basement, walked up the flight of stairs, called me.
Called in and said leaky meat packages. That's fantastic. I love my listeners. All right.
Brian emailed this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
So how do you ride it?
Balance.
Good luck. Oh, that's a good one.
That's great. That's a great one, Esmeralda. Remember what we were talking about?
No.
Escalators and how you're not supposed to touch the the handrail.
Right.
How do you ride it? That's a good one. All right.
More of you and Esmeralda from Tim, God. Anthony in Louisville, and our good friend Jim Liskowski.
I was going to say you never use it, and now you touched it.
No, I touch it. All right.
Paul, Kurt, and Brian J. sent in this one of you.
Jump into those balls. You remember what we were talking about there?
Is it the Burger King's?
McDonald's playground thing. All right.
Brad heard this one of Wendy.
Do they look weird when they're doing it? I mean, is their mouth open?
What? All right.
Brad submitted these of Rokan, Kevin Powell, Anna DeVlantis, and Judy Pilak.
Well, I don't know about the balls, though. Balls are a totally other situation.
How many balls?
He said
how many
like
balls
10.
Are there? Do
so
we know?
10
they're
balls,
very
which
big.
Seems
balls.
Like five,
the biggest
five times
balls
too many.
Ever.
What the hell is going on there? What was that? Okay.
And finally, Tim emailed this one of Justin Kaufman.
Chance to brag about your junk.
Wow. There you go.